Eddie, if I can get your reaction first to that news that is all over social media at the minute about Leeds accepting a bid, £3 million from Everton for Sam Byron.
You know, it's disappointing when you lose young players, but that's the nature of football. I mean, Sam will have ambitions to play in the Premier League, and you know, most players, that's where they want to play now. I mean, you'd be disappointed if your best young players or your best players didn't want to play in the Premier League. You've just got to accept in the game now it's going to happen, especially when you're in a championship. That's why I think it's so important our football club get back into the Premier League as quick as possible. You don't want to be losing players, especially if you're bringing them through for kids. And, you know, we've brought a lot through in, you know, recent years and lost a few players. But hopefully, you know, we can go up there soon and keep the players that Steve Evans wants to keep. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Sam, you know, over the months, and I think it was something that could happen. No deal's been finalised yet. Until that, you know, that pen's on the paper, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about younger players, that's what we're here to watch tonight. Leeds United under-18s against Manchester City's under-18s.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've not seen any of these boys play, but it's nice to come and have a look at them. I mean, you know, I've worked with a lot of young players myself, and, you know, many years ago when we had really top-class young players that could have rivaled Man City or any other team in the country, like your Woodgates and your Kewells and Alan Smith and people like that, and Paul Robinson, we won the Youth Cup, you know. Which is, you know, I think that's the guideline for, you know, top young players to play against the best in the country, you know. And you're obviously talking, you know, about a football club in Manchester City who have recruited some young boys for big money.
Yeah.
You know,
get
so
a couple, £3 million.
I mean, you know, that's what you're up against. But it'll be a good experience for young Leeds United players. I mean, there's nothing better than playing at Elland Road. I mean, a lot of them, this will be their first experience at Elland Road. Well, the majority of them, they may have trained here on the odd occasion, you know, against first team players or what. But, you know, starting a game here, a few people here, the crowd will be enthusiastic, and the young boys will be looking forward to it. I mean, just looking at it on paper, you think it would be a tough task for them, but, you know, like, coming to Elland Road is no easy for any side.
No. I was about to say, how important is it for the development of these younger players that they get the chance to play at Elland Road in front of a nice crowd?
Well, I think it is, and I think it's important that they play against top young players. It's also a guideline for the football club as well. I'm talking about Paul Hart at the academy, who knows how academy should be run. Paul's won the Youth Cup twice, you know, and he knows the standard that's got to be achieved to get up there and break through into the first team. And Leeds United in recent years have, you know, with a great record of producing good young players. We mentioned, we were talking about one earlier in Sam Byron. There's other players at the football club so that other clubs will covet. So it's a great experience for the players, and it's a chance for them to test themselves against sort of what people would imagine are one of the best youth setups in the country. You know, the academy in Manchester City, you know, and the whole training complex is supposed to be terrific.
Well, it is amazing. I've been down there. It's pretty incredible, but they've got the money.
Yeah, you know, and funny enough, is, you know, I'm interested tonight as well, because my brother's boy, Andrew, my nephew, he takes the under-18s. So a good experience for him as well.
Yeah.
You know, to come up against sides like this. I know they won the last round, you know, down in London. But to get a tie against a club like Manchester City here at Elland Road, it's great. And the players will be looking forward to it. And I'm sure the fans are here. There's a lot of young fans here tonight, different groups for the academy, the younger age group. It's good for them to come and watch, and this is what they'll be hoping to achieve, to break through. And this is basically what you would say, you know, it's a step on the ladder to breaking in that first team. And a lot of players do it when they're younger, like young Lewis Cook and Sam Byron. Charlie Taylor had to go out on loan before he broke into the first team. But for some of them, you know, it'll be a stepping stone into probably, well, it used to be reserve team football, which is under 21s now, and then the first team. And if they're good enough, they're old enough.
Chance to catch the eye to
chance
tonight.
To catch the eye, but if they're good enough, they're old enough. That's it. You know, we've had many young players going back, you know, a few years ago. You know, like James Milner and Aaron Lennon, and all the young players that brought through. And we had Jonathan Woodgate playing for England when he was 19.
Absolutely.
You know, full international.
You just wonder if maybe some of the Manchester City players may be a bit jealous of the Leeds United players, because if they do play well, at least there's a pathway for them to get into the Leeds first team. Where how many times do you see a Manchester City youngster get a chance in their first team?
The only thing I would say about that is that's the standard Manchester City are setting. That's the standard the young boys at Manchester have got to achieve if they want to get in the first team. They've got to look at the Yaya Torres and the Agueros, And it's a sad thing to say, but that's how football is now. Yeah. Football's a global game. It's an international game now. It's not just homegrown players that are coming through. Players from all over the world are coming to England and are coming to play in the Premier League. And that's what the young Man City players as well. They've got to prove to the players, you know, the staff at their football club, that they're good enough to get in and compete with the type of player we mentioned.
Yeah, and there's a young lad called Ronaldo Vieira on the Leeds team sheet. Yeah. He's got a lot to live up to with a name like that.
Well, I went up to a training ground one day and he's not bad, the boy, I'll tell you. I watched him. Yeah, he's not bad.